guys, to give you an idea, too, about following one's health, and like you said, Greg, about fluoride, I don't either do that, and I wouldn't have the dentist do what you said either, I'm right there with you. But I've never had a headache since 1975, and the reason I was having headaches back then, briefly every now and then, was a sinus issue that when I had nasal surgery to open up my nasal passage and fix a deviated septum, I stopped having sinus headaches. But then last summer, like I said, when I had cough drops and never having a headache since the 75, I started getting the pre-headache feeling. I knew what it felt like. I said, wait a minute. And I looked at that bag and I said, aspartame. I said, that's it. Because I had more than one cough drop from that bag. And each time I had one, shortly after, I had that feeling again. I thought, no, it's aspartame. It's got to be. But, yeah, you're right, Greg. They want people to be hooked and to be a lifetime customer of drugs and doctors and outpatient clinics. And that's how they make the money. You know, that's how they say money makes the world go round. But, unfortunately, it shouldn't be in that way. Over to you, Greg.
Yeah, WATIJ, it's taken a long time to get to this point. And in my 20s, I decided that I wanted to, to monitor my diet. Now, was I 100%? No, but a lot of stuff I stayed away from, and I'm not going to make a list of it, because I wanted a quality of life. I wanted to make it to this point, which I have so far, and it's also by the grace of God. But for the most part, I avoided a lot of things that most people were, accustomed to having, and I just decided I wasn't going to go that route. So it probably benefited me, helped me, and kept me out of, any major health issues. You know, I think that cough drop is Ricola is the name of that. And I'll have to look at it sometime. But at least you found out what was causing the headaches. So, you probably could take it back. You could have taken it back, told them, I didn't know this chemical was in it and it's causing me headaches. Can I get a refund? And a lot of stores will do it. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, imagine that. Big Pharma could make a lot of money just curing people. Lord knows we've got enough problems out there. They could actually give the cure, and they would not lose money. They would have notoriety. Of course, the notoriety now that they have is evil. I mean, they're treating the symptoms, but they're not treating the cure. And the cure is out there, but they made it so that so expensive that we, the little people, can't afford it. Geez. And I need another glass of water. Over to you, Joe. I may or may not be back. WIOX.